You couldn't even see across the dry riverbed because the smoke was so thick. Homes were just exploding and propane tanks were exploding. Ammunition was going off. Another neighbor was trying to get out, and he was with a friend whose father also lived out there.
Melvin E. Pulver, and I do construction for a living. I was at Randy's condo, and I came over to his house to work, and we ended up going to get parts for something, maybe one of the tractors, I'm not sure. We were going to go sailing, and I seen the fire way off. I kept telling him we shouldn't go sailing, and the fire was getting closer, and I'm over here at his place working, right? And I noticed some little ashes in the air, and I started looking around more because I was working on the tractor, that's why. And when I came out, I seen those, the air was just starting to darken.
And my neighbor got trapped. He couldn't see, the flames and the smoke were so bad he got disoriented and he couldn't figure out how to get back to the road.
I was trying to get down the driveway because I couldn't, there was no other way out unless I could make it down that driveway.
And he was completely surrounded by flames and all he had was a wheelbarrow.
I threw the tools out of the wheelbarrow and I flipped it over on top of myself. And that's where I stayed for, it seemed like hours, but I know it was not that long.
And he had a bottle of water and he held a rag over his face while he's trapped under this wheelbarrow.
And I even got out of the wheelbarrow once and I tried to run down the driveway. And I had to turn around and go back to the wheelbarrow. And then the last time I got out, I was just going to let the smoke get me. And it was starting to hurt too much. And there was nowhere to go. It was just like being in a box you couldn't get out of.
And then my neighbor came back for him and honked the horn. And by him following the sounds of the horn honking, he was able to get out and leave.
He wasn't like maybe 50 feet from me in the noise from the fire. I could barely hear his horn. When normally you'd have been able to hear it clear as day. I'm thinking he came back for me. And then I see his truck and I ran and jumped on the front of his truck. And he goes, you made it, you're okay.